You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
We want to continue with the discussion about the upsides, the downsides, the tangled relationship between the U.S. and British military when interests are diverging in the middle of the mission as they are now. It's like the battlefield itself divides. Here's British Army General Rob Fry.
First of all, the Americans decided that they were going to win, and we decided we were going to leave. And to that extent, there was a fork in the road between the two strategies that we were bringing to the conduct of operations in Iraq.
Our colleagues at the BBC have explored what kinds of tensions there are on the ground in Iraq. The new documentary, Secret Iraq, tells the story of what happened in Iraq's second largest city, Basra, 3 years ago when the British decided to pull out. At the time, Peter Mansour was executive officer to General David Petraeus.
The issue with the British is they thought that they could instead sort of negotiate the waters in Basra by cutting political deals with various factions. And in fact, I think what was happening is the various factions were just playing the British off one against the other until they could control the city. And I don't know that you could see the British withdrawal from Basra in 2007 in any other light other than a defeat.
Well, Colonel Peter Mansour is still with us speaking about this, an illustration of the tensions that we've been talking about. And Colonel, I wanted to ask you, how important is this apparent disagreement over what happened in Basra?
Well, I think it's more important to the British Ministry of Defense, its army, and its political leadership, because really what happened there in Basra in 2007 was a product of disagreements or arguments that were occurring at the very highest level between the Prime Minister's office and the military in Iraq as to what needed to be done to move forward.
Well, others in the Pentagon have looked back at the British decision in Basra, and they've called it something of a humanitarian disaster. Stay with us, Colonel Mansour. Here's General Jack Keane, the former vice chief of the Army staff, speaking to the BBC.
Well, I think it was a huge mistake to pull out of Basra and leave the people of Basra subject to the Iranian surrogates who brutalized them, intimidated them, terrorized them.
Such open criticism of an ally is rare. Even rarer is this bit of self-reflection by the British general in charge of southern Iraq at the time, General Jonathan Shaw, speaking for the first time on the Basra affair.
I wouldn't claim it was our finest hour, but I would say it turned out to be as good a play of a hand as we could, given the circumstances at the time.
The hindsight, obviously, that could be useful for military historians. But what about the ongoing U.S.-British relationship in an active battlefield in a place like Afghanistan? This month, for instance, the Brits handed over control of Sangin in Helmand province to the U.S. forces. And Colonel Peter Mansour, is this the same situation as Basra, do you think?
I don't think so. I think the British Army is learning from what happened in Basra. They realize that counterinsurgency operations isn't just about handing out food and medical care, but you have to fight. And the British Army is going through a period of self-reflection, and hopefully they'll come out better for it.
Well, you know, the inevitable question then is, in these two conflicts, when you look at Iraq and then Afghanistan, has the alliance between the United States and the British military been an asset, or has it complicated matters?
Again, I think it's an asset in the long run. You said earlier in the program that the British military is only the size of the U.S. Marine Corps, but imagine the U.S. military trying to fight without the U.S. Marine Corps. It brings a lot of capability to the table. And politically, it's great to have a European power on our side, and also, as I said, the debate that you have with them over strategy hopefully makes that strategy better.
But if it's a U.S. kind of subsidiary that we're talking about here, and even the Prime Minister, David Cameron, is saying we're punching above our weight, and the British can't afford to maintain this relationship, as positive as it seems to have been in recent history, what's the implication if we go forward without it?
Well, that's the concern about the budget cuts in Britain, that if Britain doesn't bring anything to the table, then why have the special relationship with them? They get a seat at the table. They get to put their senior officers into our military commands, tell us what to do, or at least have a voice at the table, and then don't bring anything in terms of resources to the fight. I just don't see what's special about that relationship.
Retired Colonel Peter Mansouri served as an executive officer to General David Petraeus in Iraq, and he now teaches military history at Ohio State University. Thank you, Colonel.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.